Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome back to another Rusak Gamer podcast. Chapter 13 starts off another exciting maneuver in our Burning Empires campaign, Harbinger's Rock. Tonight, Frost makes a deal with the lovely Anvil Lord Diana, while Vox does some Kern politicking. And in the end, Todd weirds us all out one more time. Now don't forget to drop by podcast.rusakgamers.com for links to our RPG Crosstalk forum and our Obsidian Portal campaign page. If you prefer iTunes, we're now listed there as well, thanks to Jen of the Genisodes. Our email address is roy@rusakgamers.com, and don't forget to leave us a message on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Enjoy the show, guys.
Say something, Jeff.
Something, Jeff. You mean Yoda's a puppet?
Yoda's a puppet.
Wait, back up.
Dolph is a mammal, dude.
Yoda's a porpoise, dude.
Porpoise
is a mammal, dude.
They should be telling me the Muppets aren't real.
Mm. Oh, no, they're totally real, especially Beaker.
Dude, that's racist.
That's offensive to Swedish people.
Who were making the movie we were talking about just a second ago? Trollhunters.
Circle. Yeah, we circled back.
It looked interesting.
I was watching the best horrible B movie on Netflix the other night.
Oh, yeah?
Bitch Slept. Definitely watch the movie.
Honestly, I can't recommend Trollhunters enough. It is unbelievably compelling to watch. It's funny and serious. He comes out. He asks the three students at one point. He goes, "Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?" And they're like, "No, none of us believe in God." And then they encounter this troll, and the guy comes yelling at him, "Which one of you believes in God? He smells it on you." Great. Jeff is so glassy-eyed.
Sounds hilarious.
It's great. Just watch it. Netflix, buddy. Netflix.
Netflix is great. I do love me some Netflix.
Amazon Prime.
I do flick the net as well.
I'm just waiting for it to come to my droid.
Mm-hmm.
Droid.
It's on some of them. Not mine.
But not yours? Why not? Don't have enough bandwidth?
They haven't worked out it. I guess they haven't just worked it out for the model that I have. There's only some droids that it's on, but not mine. I think my phone's too new.
No, it's on my hand.
Forty-two days, 4 hours, 42 minutes, and 6 seconds to Gen Con.
Woo, baby!
Speaking of which, let me ask you a question. How would you like to be paid ahead of time? While we're there, or afterwards?
He's asking Roy.
Afterwards is fine.
Apparently paying for
it. Because that way we know exactly how much it is.
Okay.
And candy.
No, you $16.
Yeah, you do owe me $16.
I'll tell you what, here's $15 and I'll owe you a dollar.
Okay. All right, fine. But I know where you live.
I know you do.
Who put a beer in my beer box?
Me.
For what?
To keep it cold?
Duh.
As he pops the top.
Oh, it's not getting cold.
Alright. Todd, have you decided what your maneuver is?
Yep.
Good.
Because we haven't.
Because we're still talking about it.
What happened to the other microphone?
I forgot it.
Oh.
Weed.
Yeah, so the sound quality is a little different. I'm going to hazard to guess whether or not it's better or not, but different.
Different?
Levelator is my friend.
Alright, so you guys want to discuss your maneuver?
Why don't you tell us what yours is if you've already decided, and then we'll discuss it. Oh, do we have to do it separately? I guess.
Yeah, because you can pick
just
one
tell
that
me.
Will immediately go against mine.
Well, I don't know.
Well, that would be the plan, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
In the first maneuver, just to recap, in the first maneuver, we lost 2 points of disposition, and he lost 3. In the second maneuver, we lost 6. He lost 3 because of Gambit.
But that was the last one.
That was the last maneuver. The one that we just finished.
Oh, okay. In the third, I guess in the second.
I did Flak, Assess,
Gambit.
The second one, we didn't take off any disposition from you then.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And the first one, we didn't take any disposition off from you. That's the reason why. And the first one we lost two.
Yeah.
And the second one, you lost three, we lost six. And the third one, you lost 12, three of which was from Gambit. We gained two for getting the current on board.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost seven, which makes the current score 12-8.
Yeah.
12 serving eight.
So looking back through his victory on us, seven is the most he's taken off of us. That's why I'm saying we probably got another act. We got another maneuver. I mean, you know, the dice could go crazy tonight. Either way, it certainly could happen. It's not out the realm of possibilities.
But you picked yours. You know what you've got.
Yeah.
Did you write it down? Put it in an envelope?
No, but
put it in a safe place.
You want.
Here, give him a piece of paper.
Actually, write
down his maneuver.
Let me look at something here real quick.
Yeah, see, he says he decided. But
no, I did. But there was something
sneaky.
I wanted to say.
Sneaky.
Should we introduce ourselves? Do we do that?
No, we have not done that yet. Well, it is June 22nd, and I'm Roy.
I'm Joe.
Doug.
Jason.
I'm Todd.
And I'm Jeff. Well, did that make any difference in your name?
What?
If I went first? It's June 22nd, and I'm Roy.
Tomorrow, I
rotate
the letters, so it's a little more interesting throughout the week.
It's like the second edition Half Giants.
Next month he's called Oi.
Next week you're Soy.
Oi.
Oi. He's Oi. Yeah, he drops off his Oi.
Oi.
Hero is my favorite.
So he goes to Scotland. He thinks people are always yelling at him.
Oi.
So everybody read the article today about the Amish guy sexting the 12-year-old.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I have one question.
Where'd he get the phone?
No. How does he charge it?
Riding around that buggy all day. It's easy. Get the wheel going, no problem.
How does he charge the phone?
How does he charge his cell phone?
With a Visa.
With a Visa? No, I mean, how does he put power into the phone?
Okay.
All right.
All right, then let's go on to something else.
Gosh, we've... This is... Okay. So Todd has written down...
His maneuver. Or his,
the secret maneuver today for Todd is Gambit.
We never decided on what our objective for the phase was, though.
No.
So that kind of...
I think the objective for the phase...
Wait. Oh, for the phase or the maneuver?
For the phase.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We never did that for the phase.
I went back and listened to the first recording, episode number 3. We jumped straight into what we were doing for the maneuver. We never talked about the phase.
And we didn't do the prequel or anything like that. I think the de facto thing is to sort of empower, and we talked about this in emails back and forth, is to empower the current, or... I guess empower the current would probably be the phase of...
And get the current on your side battling the Valen. That was a big part.
Yeah, or get the current on our side battling the Valen. Yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of the what's happened, I think that's probably...
But don't phase objectives have a distinct thing that they do, like they alter something in the world burner a couple notches to the left or to the right?
Right,
it's,
changing
it's
something
mechanic.
On the world
phase
sheet
objectives
is what
are
a phase
actual
does.
Game mechanic.
Well, right? what does...
I mean, getting a faction on your side is...
Well, what...
is a maneuver.
Sure.
Raising the quarantine level for the planet, which I found out, is a phase. Or
right.
taking a figure of note out is a phase.
Or changing the disposition two notches to the left.
Right.
Okay, so given the way we played it, I mean, I'd hate to go back and say, okay, well...
I think taking Lawson out, the figure of note Lawson out, is what we've been trying to accomplish this phase.
Not from the beginning it wasn't, because it wasn't...
No, because he wasn't in power.
He wasn't in power.
No, but... That's what we've kind of accomplished. That's the big world thing that we've worked on the most in this phase, I think.
Well, I think it's more empowering the current, but I think that may also be... Would that have to do with the attitude or the quarantine? Maybe the quarantine level or to make it harder to get Valen onto the planet. Maybe that's sort of our phase.
Mm-hmm. Those are all phase goals, sure.
Then, I mean, why don't we just pick the most appropriate one we'll say...
Because all I'm saying is
that's
that
the goal. I mean, the majority of the stuff we've done, though, I think has been with...
Okay, here you go. Phase objectives. Modify planetary attitude. Change predominant military. Change dominant government. Change level of quarantine.
Change dominant government. That's what you've been doing.
Change level of regulation. Change primary export. Force a faction out of play. Force a figure of note out of play. Reinstate a figure of note or faction. color the threat to your world.
I think it's probably changed the form of government.
Yeah.
Change the government, I think, because that's...
Well, that's changing it from one style to another style, though. That's saying we get Prime out of here and we put in something else.
Yeah, yeah. You're still changing it from a merchant to a, I don't know, an oligarchy or whatever.
Players may choose to elevate one of the factions to the primary form of government as their intent of the phase.
There you go.
And that's sort of what we did. I mean, that's sort of what we've done.
The faction does not have to be in play this phase or controlled by the player with this intent. However, it must be one of the factions chosen for the planet during burning.
It was.
Yeah, I
mean, the Kurn were chosen.
So we're making the Kurn the rulers of the world.
We're making the Kurn the dominant government.
Okay, I'm down with that.
So maybe we need to push it.
Because now we need to come up with what...
Well, because you...
Because at the end of all this, we have to roll to see, right? You roll for the phase just like you roll for the end of the maneuver.
Yeah, but wait a second. You had your Declaration of Independence at the last one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did before. So you've done that. You just don't have a constitution, so to speak. I'm sorry, Doug. Roll at the end of it. What mine
well,
was.
Well, I think we've done. I think we've done everything, including filing a constitution to establish the government. The question is whether or not it's recognized and who recognizes.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to get it recognized. The only thing that gets you recognized is vote. Mm-hmm. So what's the? So I don't know. What's your phase objective?
My phase objective was to eliminate the Kurn or have the Kurn turn against you. I mean the whole goal that I initially wanted was to have the Kurn fighting you fighting the dominant government at that point,
right?
Which I think is still a possibility. But that's what I wanted. I mean, I knew that the Kurn were viable, and that's what we initially tried, you know, planning the weapons and all this other stuff, trying to sow seeds of dissent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my goal has been the whole time, is to get that going on so I can just come on in.
Okay,
so,
that sounds like... I mean, that fits with what we've been doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect because it's counter-purposes. Mm-hmm. So.
Have you written your maneuver down? Can we discuss ours?
No, I've written my maneuver down, though.
Okay. That's what
But wait, but he only wrote down the maneuver.
Yeah, it was just the maneuver.
And a minute ago, he's going to write down his maneuver.
No, it's a piece of paper that says...
Maneuver.
All right.
So
we can discuss freely at this point?
Sure.
All right.
And why are we discussing it?
Ace.
Well, see, I was a little surprised because I went back and I was trying to think, you know, what we could do, and like since we've assessed the factions, I was a little surprised to find out that our Merchant League is not one of the factions.
No, it's not, is it?
No, it's not. So
why is that funny?
Oh,
it just
beer. Beer makes everything funny.
You had to be there.
I'm on number two.
I haven't had one. So
I didn't say beer made you funny.
But, oh, ow!
Oh.
Yikes!
When I drink beer, you become funny. You make me laugh, like a little beer clown. So basically, the question is: are we going to activate another faction, or are we going to flag?
I don't think the factions carry over from phase to phase, and if that's the case, activating the faction now doesn't give us anything.
No, I think you get their points once you have them. But it depends on the phase. The points are different for each phase. So if they're on your side, I think it does carry over from, I think I emailed you later that forum post. I put it in the post.
The Kurn went to 2-1.
Where they were talking about what happens if, and, you know, if even if you get somebody on your side this time, or, well, I was trying to read it. And the implication, the inference I got from Luke Crane's answer was that the factions do carry over. I mean, it was not on point.
So you're saying that you just get the points for that phase, not each subsequent phase, but they're on your side until the other side takes
them back. No, no. Once they're on your side, you have... Because you don't add the faction in when you burn the world.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But once you get the faction on your side, say we start the usurpation... When we start the usurpation phase, mm-hmm. whatever points that faction on our side, we get to add that to our disposition for that phase.
Okay.
And for example, the Kern was like a military style, so they had 2 points... But using it for a different side, we only got 1 point for it. I think that's what you're...
Well, no. If we turn them into a junta, but they're not a junta. If, for example, I was looking at the psychologist, for example. Psychologist is a good example. If you get them in the first phase, they're 2. You get 2 points right away at it. But for the usurpation phase, that you only get 1. But then for the invasion phase, they add 3. But they can be removed from play.
Mm-hmm.
They can be, and so you don't get them. They can be pulled back to the other side. So you lose the point, I would think, and they gain the point, which mathematically makes sense. But I couldn't find it where it was 100% clear either way. So I tend to think it makes sense. And if that's what we're going to do, we make that move, and then possibly we got a chance of, you know, we might make it through to another maneuver, unless Todd buries us this phase.
It sounds like we would need 2 because we'd have to assess a new one first.
No, you only have to assess the faction or assess the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do one assess and just sort of see what the, you know, who the players are and what's going on. And since we burn that assess early on, we can assess any of the factions that we have listed: the Kern, the Imperial Bureaucracy, and there's a couple of the criminal, the crime lords, which are a 2 and a 2. It'd be a safe chat. That'd be a safe the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one. I think we could assess any of those, but once we've assessed them, we're good. We can move on any of those guys. And the question is it worth it to do that now? I think if we went at the psychologist, that would be a mistake because that gives him a whole phase to remove them or take them back, which would be difficult, I would think, on their side. But and then I thought we had the Merchant League, which would be 0 and 4. I think the only one we could get is Imperial Bureaucracy. I think that would be the that makes sense for the story because it's a 1 and a 3. It gets us an extra point, and it makes sense for where we're going with this. We want to tie this up with Imperial Bureaucracy. Well, now that they filed these papers, now they have to go to work and they have to file stuff and they have to sort of now they're on notice to deal with the fact that you're now a sovereign nation or you come to be a sovereign nation. So now it's all tied up in Imperial Bureaucracy with the Karzan League or something. Or we could just do a simple flak and press through.
Seems to me like...
I mean, if we do a flak, though, we can try to knock him down. He tries to knock us down. But we can't take Lawson out. That cannot be an objective. We can't kill him. Can't remove him. At best, we could, you know, delay him a little bit because we haven't assessed the opposition. If we wanted to kill Lawson and take him out of play, we have to assess him. We have to assess the opposition. And then we have to kill him. For example, if we want to remove Lawson. If we want to remove any of the players here. And if
we have to
do an assess.
Because didn't Jake...
We could imprison him, but
Jason
he can still act.
Jason dirt on him, or blamed a bunch of dirt on him, successfully.
Yeah. I mean, we can imprison him.
We can put him in prison. He brought the dirt up at the meeting.
Yeah,
and he just turned around and walked away from the meeting.
Well, yeah,
we didn't really chase him down. We didn't do anything.
Well, he followed him back to his quarters.
I called security,
but
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is,
guys, I'm gonna pause.
Okay, so we might be taking the odds at any moment, but you know, hey, them's the risks you run.
There's a tornado warning where we are. Is what it means. Okay, so. Here's basically what it boils down to. We were just talking about Lawson. We can do whatever we want with Lawson, but we can't take him out of play unless we assess him first. We cannot, I mean, where he has to basically take the page, put it away, and we never see Lawson again.
Unless I try to bring him back as
as a maneuver objective. You can do that too.
Okay. As a maneuver?
Take
or
a figure
a phase?
No, that's a phase objective.
A phase objective. I'm sorry, phase objective.
Yeah, yeah. So is that a phase objective? Take out a figure
yeah.
note?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and we can't do that unless we assess him. And we haven't. And we've got 8 points of disposition left in this maneuver. I don't know what's going to happen. So we could play it safe and do a flak or something. I don't think going to ground or conserving gets us anything necessarily.
I think we flak and try to lower his disposition as much as we can before.
And flak gives us a little more wiggle room for what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's flak? Is that the one that splits?
Yep. Yeah, flak is the one that splits.
So, does anybody disagree? Anybody have any other opinions? Anything, you know, anything they want to state? All right. So, what if we flak? What are we going to do?
We have Lawson arrested.
Flak you.
Okay, so we want to have Lawson arrested.
That's our attack. We have him arrested for kidnapping.
Okay, what's our defense? We shore up the current. We finish shoring up the Kern and
so we push for the Sovereign. We're going to be pushed into Sovereign.
You know, we've already done that. But what I don't know if there's anything else we can do aside from. Well, I don't.
Well, defensively, we can always push for his sister to be pushed under our side.
Well, that's something else. But
well,
I think that's part of it. I mean, that's part of it. Because we've already got her. We need to pay her. And then we need to go and convince her to join the way of the future, which is the Kern. We get rid of... All right, so here's what we're going to do. We'll take Lawson. We'll put him under house arrest. We'll lock him down. And is Lawson a figure in order or is his daughter?
His daughter.
So Lawson we could take out.
We could.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we figure out what to do with Lawson?
Well, we arrest him and we'll send him off the space station. He's gone.
Why? Let's just kill him.
Flush him into space?
Yeah. Let's shoot him out an airlock.
Not all of us have a Mukadish at our backside.
Gun? Oh.
Or I'll tell you what. Maybe you put him under guard and something happens to him. An unfortunate accident.
Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody could disable the cameras in the cell block and somebody else could make an accident happen. Maybe I could arrest him.
Oh, look.
Somebody could disable the cameras and somebody could have an accident.
Oh, look. He fell and his legs were broken and he went into shock and died.
He accidentally hung himself.
If only we had a leg breaker. Okay. But as far as defense, so that's our aggressive action in the flak. Our defense is going to be what? We're gonna talk to.
I would say if we can pull the military together, we've got the hammer. If we can pull on the anvil,
Mom's outside, buddy. What's up?
Then in the usurped stage, they're not going to have any strong arm. They're not going to have any might against us. We'll have the Kerns trained. We'll have the military on our side. What are these Valen merchants really going to do to us? They're going to have to really make some big moves to get some military might in if we have their military. And if it's a volunteer military, all it's going to take is some money.
But
we can buy them.
If we have the Anvil Lord on our side, then next phase, he's just going to holler and she's going to be on her side to be working for the other team.
Well, that
which
could
is
happen
fine
anyway.
For the store.
I mean,
which
it could happen
mean,
anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. Then that's fine.
Right, I'm just saying that getting her on our side now doesn't necessarily put her on her side.
Yeah, and we can't. She's in opposition anyway. I mean, technically, I don't think we can get her on our side. We can't move her to our side because she's a figure of note.
Oh, no, you decided you didn't want her.
She's opposition, and we have to assess her. So, I don't know that we can do that with her specifically. So, what other defensive actions can we take? Rallying the Kern, maybe? Or, I mean, we've done a lot with the Kern.
Yeah, I'm sick
what's,
of the Kern.
What's our big crime lord going to do here? I mean, why don't you jump in and offer up something here?
I'm going to kill Lawson.
I'm down with that.
You or
I'm going to have him killed.
Yeah, Zhao.
I'm going to have him killed.
Which one are you going to play today?
Well, Zhao, he's the cool one.
Yeah, changing beliefs. We can do that.
Of course, didn't Lawson right? just...
Yeah, let's finish
didn't Lawson just,
what our maneuver is first.
I'm just making
didn't
sure.
Didn't Lawson just bribe Zhao? Or was that Nagomi?
That was the girl. Yeah, the little girl.
I assume through intermediaries.
Okay, well, let's think about bigger picture, what we want to happen next, and let's lay the groundwork for that.
Right. That's well, how about
Grandma?
Jeff, you know that there's a storm coming.
That was a fluke.
What?
I'm signed up on the news thing and I didn't get one.
Oh.
I am you and you completely weren't.
When did you IM me?
Oh, I know why.
Because you saw it with me?
Okay.
No, because I don't look at that one anymore because Jeff has this other one. Hold on.
Here it is. The system that prompted the warning is weak and it's no longer tornadic.
Right. 749. Yay. The, why don't we, we could do the defensive maneuver if because that goes to the aggressive. I could do the defensive.
Hey. Nothing.
And contact. Well, that moves to a... That's getting the imperial bureaucracy involved. Why don't we... I mean, the Vox could announce that they're seceding from the Karzon League and going to Dargon. And we could work toward that.
He could what?
Announce, say that as the duly elected representative of the Harbinger's Rock, we're now seceding from Karzon and we're now a part of the Dargon League. I mean, we could do something like that. As part of a defensive measure.
You don't
want to
do that.
Sure you do.
Don't listen to him. Maybe we could get the psychologist more involved.
We could do that too. But that's also activating a faction, and we're picking flag.
All right, but we can lay the groundwork towards doing that next time. That's what I'm saying.
Sure. Sure.
You can roll up some contacts or something.
Yeah, rather than your couple of crummy just security scanners, why don't we actually have a psychologist embassy?
Or for that matter, last maneuver, we laid down the groundwork for upgrading the security scanners, which we can't raise the quarantine level without making a phase maneuver, but we could lay the groundwork of continuing that work so that next phase we could upgrade quarantine.
Well, I think you guys are going to be busy with... Or at least part of your roles are going to be busy dealing with Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think what a. I mean, we could do either. I mean, I could.
Let's just get bodyguards for Nicholas. There you go. We'll protect him. We put him back in power. Let's protect him. Protect the king.
All hail the king.
Let's castle.
Give me some sugar.
Give me some sugar, baby.
It's good to be the king.
All right.
So, what'd you decide? Black?
Yeah, we're doing black.
Okay. Black.
Black it is.
What are you doing?
Black.
This is maneuver three.
The right one.
This is going to be a take action.
Take action.
Yeah, he's going to try and knock us out.
No, if I tried to knock you out, I would have done inundate. Take action.
Yeah, full fist action.
I didn't write all of
inundate,
them down there.
You know, all your choices to go. Little origami trick. Bam! Okay.
In my take action, I am taking action against the... Doug, what are you, anvil forces?
Hammer.
He's a hammer.
I'm taking action against the anvil forces.
going to haul them all.
You're going to take action?
Going to haul all of the Anvil forces?
I'm going to try to haul them all.
You take action?
Yep.
I will haul as many of them as I can.
So we're going to try to remove Lawson. What was the other one?
Our attack is to arrest Lawson. Our defense is to protect Nicholas. D3 in defense and everything else in attack.
Why are you looking up?
Well, I'm just wondering if you can... Because I know that actually hulling somebody is like a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's going to be a huge little test. Okay.
No, I figure...
I'm curious to see how it's going to
happen. What I'm looking
I'm
at...
I'm excited.
No, the whole thing, the whole idea is to get Diana first. That's the key part of this, is to...
Oh, you want to get the anvil?
Yeah, not him.
Oh, I thought you were... Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said, Doug, where are you? And he says, I'm Hammer. And I said, okay, that's the anvil forces that I want.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right. Still interesting. Very exciting. Very exciting. Who wants to start?
Anyone?
I mean, I'll go. If I got a roll I can make, if it's not going to kill me in my
let me ask you beliefs. What do you want? Yeah, let's do beliefs first.
Oh yeah. Geez, sorry.
Let's go. One more to go.
Okay. I'll zip through mine real quick. The Darkon Empire is the key to current freedom and the liberation of Harbinger's Rock. I'm going to leave that one. Lawson must be eliminated. Number two. Number three, I will strengthen the current...
Wait, I want you to go back and clarify what you mean by eliminated. Dead?
Who?
He's already out of power, so what do you mean?
I'm coming, baby. I'll be right
there. Lawson must be removed from Harbinger... by whatever means possible. Dead or alive?
Preferably dead.
Okay.
How about Lawson must be removed from power?
He's been
already been removed from power.
All right, Lawson must be killed.
How about this? Lawson must be eliminated as a threat.
Lawson must be killed.
Okay.
Number three, I will strengthen the current resistance by empowering Shezra as the military commander.
Mm-hmm.
Instincts, if forced to strike, hit first and hit hard, leaving it. Seek guidance from the Philosopher's Guild, leaving it. And third one, trust Frost and the psychologists as an instinct.
Well, that's your instinct. Nice. I like that.
Well, you've been pretty pivotal in Fox's success, as you all have, but I think instinctually Fox would feel pretty comfortable with you at this point.
Okay, I'll go. Unless somebody else has something. Unless somebody else is ready to go.
I got one more I'm looking at.
Okay. I'm going to change... Always read people I meet for the first time to always have a connection with Vox. Next. I will buy Vox's loyalty by helping pay his debt to the Anvil Lord. Hey, Mom. I call you back. Yeah, it's coming, Mom, I think. No. Okay.
You need to pay the Anvil Lord.
Bye, buddy.
You know how much an Anvil Lord costs?
No. We only owe her seven.
What we owe her for the seven, you need to have your crime fingers on top of her before they do.
We only owe her seven. Seven space.
Oh. Let's see. Lawson will be eliminated. I don't know if I want to change. Assist
box. It's a belief. I will assist box to annex, I will convince box to secede from the Karzan League.
Doug?
Lawson must be incarcerated. Nicholas must be protected. Get him a bodyguard. Eloise must be returned to the orphanage unharmed.
Roy? 1 second.
Jason. Well, I've got two. First one is, I will prove Lawson's a Valen supporter. Second one is, jobs for the family still comes first, which is the one I've been keeping. And I got to work on the other one real quick.
Okay. Okay. Adults are one thing, children are another. I will have Lawson killed. Diana needs to be corralled. I will keep tabs on the anvil's movements. I need to refine that. I don't like the way it sounds at the moment, though. Intention is good for business. I will keep Vox balanced between the Karzan and Darrakhan leagues.
Okay, the Queen's, she's the person in note. Harbinger's Rock is a strategic asset that must belong to the Valen cause. Diana Quinn's hulling is the first and best domino to fall. Anvil forces will be the interim Valen army.
Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so refresh my memory. Why did they owe?
Because I failed my building scene.
Failed your building scene.
He basically wants her to train the current.
Tournament.
Right. And we'll train away your money.
And Liz took a bribe.
Well, it's a resource check.
I know.
If I throw 12 dice and I don't hit 7,
you're taxed.
Then I'm taxed.
No. But you're making him a loan.
Remember, we said you had to pay him off by the end of the next maneuver, which was 7, right?
7?
Yeah,
but if I pay it, I wasn't part of the deal, was it?
No, he made the deal.
He made the deal.
You're making him a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Which means those 7 dice aren't available to you until he pays them back. Right? But for that matter, you're paying her to train the Kern.
Were you there when the deal was made?
You don't need her to train the Kern.
Was he there?
No, all of us were.
Were we?
No, yes. Because Joe said specifically we were all there when talking to her.
Oh.
I took everybody with me.
Yeah, that's right. You did. But you don't necessarily have to be there on a resources test anyway. All right. Now we're scenes. Does anybody want to do a scene first?
Yeah, I'll go.
Sure, I still need another book. Yeah, go ahead. What do you do?
It's going to be part of my building scene. Mm. I'll just start. After the conversation, which I'm not actually there for, I don't think. I think I was there mentally because I was transferring stuff.
Yes.
I will contact Diana, and I will tell her that I will be transferring the funds to pay off Vox's debt.
Okay.
I want to make that roll.
I bet you do.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if I can do it.
So you have
to get 13, right?
Yep. Can I help you?
You got to beat a 14.
Don't worry about it. No, I don't.
To lend him 7, you do.
I'm not lending him anything. I'm going right at her. I'm going right to her, and I'm paying it. If I lend it to him, it's double. And if I don't make it, I can back off and not give him the money. Mm-hmm. I'm going right to her.
He's not making the roll, I'm making the roll. I'm just doing it.
It's good to have a duke under your fingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine.
I get a 7, but let me see.
That's a routine. I just let it fly.
Yeah, but I got a little bit of bloat here. I may burn a persona.
Ooh, third belief.
I think I'm going to burn a persona.
Strengthen the resistance bond power. Commander.
Joe?
No, not right now. Where my days gone?
Oh, does she say anything? I mean, like, and I expect to receive...
she'd be thrilled to get her money.
Well, I know she's going to get her money, but I want her to see. And I'm recording this call.
Call?
Yeah.
How are you giving her the money? You transfer it?
I transfer it. Yeah. You transfer electronically. Why not?
Okay, then there's your receipt. Why do I need to sign any shit?
And...
Noonan. Oh, lots of sixes.
That's crap.
Six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got that. Easy.
Plenty of sixes. I mean, did I burn the... How many did I roll? I don't think I burned the persona. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I did. So I lose the persona.
Wow, that's a lot of sixes.
Wow.
Your contributions will not go unnoticed.
Five sixes out of it. Sitting in my... I go, so, the Kern are good, we're good.
She's happy.
I contact Vox mentally. I say, your debt has been paid to Diana.
You're a hell of a guy. Your contributions will not go unnoticed.
Like, now, Vox... Something we need to discuss. I want to talk to you about considering, as the new governor of Harbinger's Rock, seceding.
Cameras on the set block so he can get in. I noticed.
I mean, I've already started my scene, and people are still doing beliefs.
Yeah. I said that half an hour ago before you started rolling your dice, remember?
Oh, my God. You just rolled. Okay.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm waiting. All right. So, the... Vox, I think Harbinger's Rock might be better served if it was taken into the arms and the protection of the Darkon League. Now, as the governor of Harbinger's Rock, you can associate yourself and announce that you want to secede from the Karzon League and make your membership with the Darkon. And as nobility in the Darkon League, I can help you see that the Kern are treated a little better than they are treated than as the second-class citizens they've been treated here by Prime and the Karzon League.
So you're just wanting to jump right in bed with me. I mean, shouldn't we start small? You're just one man. Maybe we should increase the presence of psychologists on Harbinger's Rock.
And if I do that?
I think it would be easier to convince the several hundreds of thousands of Kern hard at work on Harbinger's Rock if they have some sort of trust. They gotta know you, man. I can't just spring a foreign nation on these people and say, we want to be part of your nation all of a sudden. They'll revolt.
They were getting ready to revolt against the people that they were serving before.
But now they'll revolt against me.
Why? You can convince them. That is the power of Vox Jenkins. You're the voice of the Kern. You're their heart
and their soul.
It sounds like a song.
Karzan League fought for their rights to bear arms. Just keep that in mind.
Shh, you're not there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like.
So, I will.
Is that your second part? I mean, how are you going to do that? Are you persuading me or?
No, we'll just call this. I mean, this is more of an interstitial, but I'm not going to persuade you unless. I mean, I'm not going to try to persuade you.
I mean, do you think that it's that that's?
I don't necessarily think I want to try to persuade you of this.
I mean, is that wise to just? It seems to me that they don't know Darkon.
This is how you announce your presence with authority. You've announced that you're a government, and now you're stating, this is our intention. We choose to ally ourselves with the Darkon League. Now I'm suggesting you do it tomorrow.
I just think it would be ill-received.
Spell on that. That's all.
I'll definitely consider it.
Okay. And I'll end that. If,
popped up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Popped up being the siren.
So that's your interstitial, but you got the
I've got one building roll. I've got two rolls left, essentially. And I will say, now, on to Lawson. He's still a threat, and he still could cause problems. So let's find out a way to take care of him. He's currently being held by the
Quinn?
Hammer Lord.
Guys, Quinn?
Or has he been held?
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe we should check the status on that.
We will. I believe Gaius will take him into custody. As soon as he does, we should make arrangements for an accident to happen.
I'm definitely on board for an untimely demise.
Then we understand one another.
Oh, absolutely.
Enjoy your evening. Actually, that's in the head. That's in his head. It's like, I'll leave you to your evening.
Do you do the boop too?
Yeah, I talk, but when I'm doing it, it's like this. Box.
Over.
Oh. Okay.
Passed out. So what's the alert? What's the alert now?
Tornado warning. So you have two more.
I do. I've got two more rolls that I can help with somebody else if it comes up. I need to record my
bearing down on us.
All right, I'll go.
I'm going to do a building scene.
You have a big blobby thing that's coming right at us.
And I would like to... Do you remember when I successfully got a really crappy bodyguard?
Yeah.
Samson?
Yeah.
I'm going to test Ugly Truth and break the news to Samson that he's a terrible bodyguard.
Oh.
And that I have no use for him in my service. However, I'm going to fork in human-wise and philosophy and say not every star can shine bright, but a star nonetheless, and I want to move him to be Nicholas's bodyguard. If anything, a meat shield.
And I want you to stick to Nicholas like flies on a turd.
Do Kern crap?
I think they might.
Yeah.
Bud.
Like, it's green.
Like a piece of coral. Well,
it's green.
They fart nitrogen.
I thought they'd just give all oxygen.
Fart nitrogen.
Carbon dioxide.
Nitrogen. Oh, wait, no, they crap nitrogen. They fix nitrogen. Yeah, fix it. Drop it out.
But Samson, you're a terrible bodyguard. And I have no need for you in my presence.
Silence!
You're going to use Ugly Truth for that.
Yeah. So where is it, Roy?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
Not too far.
All right, we'll go ahead and...
Like how far?
Ugly Truth, and
humans are very fragile, and you've got to stick close to them.
Let's not crosstalk each other.
He's very unpredictable as a human, so you got to stick very, very close to him.
Okay.
So human-wise?
Ob is a 2.
All right, you let me use human-wise?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're doing what to him?
I'm telling him how crappy he is, but I want him to... I'm assigning to Nicholas as a meat shield.
Are you telling him that he's a meat shield?
I'm telling him that, yes.
Wow, okay.
Ugly, ugly, ugly.
Your
truth.
Major goal is to
cut him. This is fugly truth.
All right. If you fail, he just plain quits.
Good.
Okay.
Good riddance.
Ob 2.
Got it. Good thing.
I said good day, sir.
He sits there and goes, oh.
Can you tell me more about the star?
Gosh, Vox, all you had to do was tell me to go and...
I mean, he's a mercenary. I don't feel that bad for him.
Piss off, then. I'll go over to him. Goes on his merry way.
I mean, I'll still pay him and all that. I want...
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
I said good day, so I bid you good day, sir.
He did the bid you good day.
That was harsh.
Yes.
Fugly truth, baby.
Okay, next I would like to bring in Shezra, my ex-running mate, my ex-running opponent,
mm-hmm.
And I would like to test instruction
for what purpose?
I'm going to assign him as the head of the Kern military forces.
Okay.
Given your vast experience in soldiering...
And I will fork in soldiering.
And the battle-hardened nature of your history...
And I'll fork in conflict-wise.
I would like you to be the main military commander of the Kern forces. They are now currently being anvil-trained... And I want you to report to me daily of our military might. You're my go-to guy. In fact, I may need you for bodyguard duty on occasion. because I happen to have an opening.
But I just want to seat him firmly so he knows what his deal is.
Okay, so you're doing instructions, what you're testing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Ob will be 3.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm the Jeff. J-Town. I mean, it's still light here.
Quick pause.
Okay, so we're back. We had some really bad weather in the area, and we were kind of watching the tornadoes roll through our lovely city, and we're going to wrap things up really quickly here, so it's going to be a short game tonight. So what do we have left to do, Joe?
Well, I was going to assign Shezra to be the military commander.
Commander Tor!
Oh, did we mention that Doug had left?
Oh, yeah, Doug went home because of the bad weather, so there's just 5 of us here tonight at the moment.
And... Todd said is an op 3. I'm using instruction. So,
and none of us are there, so none of us can help.
Well, I mean, I'm in my quarters.
Except for, you know, your little guy in your head.
If you give you a failure.
You didn't tell me. No, what?
If you fail, he is the
military leader does, you know, he takes over that role. But he does it whatever he damn well pleases.
Does he still work for me? I mean, to some degree?
You're still the figurehead. But he'll tell you whatever you want to hear. He just does whatever he damn well pleases.
All right. Okay. So I'm throwing 5 dice on about 3.
Attaboy. Persona?
Is it circles?
No. This is the instructions.
Jeez, there goes the tornado signs.
Can I do anything with Harbinger's number one Kern or any kind
of... Did you try?
Well, that's my reputation.
We can add it as a die if it's a circles roll.
It's not a circles roll.
It's not a circles roll.
What are you trying to do with it?
Instruction.
Instruction. What? Instructing him on how to assume command of the, as a military commander and being my go-to guy for the military.
Okay.
And if he fails?
If he fails, he still kind of works for me, but he does his own thing. He runs.
He runs it how he sees it.
He runs it how he sees fit, not how I see fit.
Is that just an is that an instruction role?
Mm-hmm.
Did forking in conflict wise and soldiering.
If you like, I might give you something. I could fork in. Well. Oh, did you add in the connection die?
Nope.
With that, with a social.
This instruction is for skills. For teaching another character a skill.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be an instruction.
This might be
persuasion. Persuasion.
I think it's persuasion.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I have more than persuasion.
Well, here then
no,
I will.
No, I don't.
I can give it to you. You don't have persuasion. Here's that other persuasion test you were looking for.
Yeah.
I will give him persuasion.
Okay.
If he contacts me and says, "Hey, I need persuasion," I will link in, and I will say. And I will pass him the skill of persuasion, 4 dice. I mean, you're actually going to hand you the dice.
Hey. You're looking clear. We're all looking clear right now. We're going to get some rain, but that's it. Nobody's on. So. Continuing to call and I'll let you know.
Oh, wait. Is that right? That's right.
You there?
How many times do I got to test that? To learn
4.
It?
4. And I think you've already tested it.
Twice.
So this will be the 3rd time.
Yes, sir.
CC, you're well on your way, dude. Here you go. Oh, I cannot
use the connection.
Shit.
You cannot use my connection die. So you can still fork in your own stuff, but I will pass you. You will gain the... persuasion skill from me.
Okay, persuasion, forking in soldiering, forking in conflict. Op 3. Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
He's your guy.
What was his name?
Shezrator. Expect daily updates from you, Shezra.
And I've got a 3rd thing left, and I don't know.
You can save it. You can do whatever.
I'll save it for now. Jeff, you have 2 left.
I know. I'm kind of holding off.
Okay. Hold off
until Doug can play, because Doug had some. We want to kind of get our bird in the hand there. Or I'll punch him in the mush.
Did you want to do something real quick?
Always show him the new airlock. I can give him a tour of the new airlock system. I get a full round action and 0 gravity.
Deborah Nagomi is in the quarters with Eunice. And Eunice looks up at Deborah and she says, "It is time to get assistance of a different type." And Deborah says, "Well, what are you, my queen, what are you talking about?" Well, we need to have more violent assistance when it comes to us. Jesus. Begging all forgiveness, my queen, but getting the our desire to get the Kern on our side has failed, and she slaps her right across the face.
That's a roll.
And Deborah's stunned, and she says, "You say nothing ever unless I ask for it. I want you to call Diana Quinn and tell her that you are concerned about my safety and that the last time you saw me was at my quarters crying." And she says, "Yes, ma'am."
Bum, bum, bum.
So she calls up Diana Quinn and she says, "Little Eunice Lawson left here crying just a minute ago and said something about harming herself. I'm not close enough, and I believe that you are. And I would consider it a great honor if you would go and check on her." And Diana says, "Is she not the daughter of Mr. Lawson?" She says, "Yes, she is." "Well, where is Lawson?" "We don't know. After he left the boardroom, he's gone." So she says, "Very well, I'll go and check on her." Knock on the door. Diana comes in, and she's still in all of her iron. And there's little Eunice over in the corner. She's got a blanket pulled up to her nose and her eyes, and she's just sobbing. And Diana goes over to her, and she says, "Honey, what's going on? Are you okay?" She says, "There were some bad things that happened to Daddy, and they say he's going to be in trouble." And she says, "Well, honey, you know, he'll be fine. We'll find him. We'll find him. We'll see what's going on with him." Well, Miss Quinn, can you stay here with me for a while?" She says, "Well, I guess I can't at least until your daddy, or I can get somebody to stay." "No, no, no, please, please, I want you to stay." She says, "Well, honey, I guess that's fine, I can stay." She says, "Well, this thing you're wearing, what is this? What is it?" She says, "Honey, that's my armor, that's what I wear." She says, "Well, please, please, can you just take off the armor and look like a normal person to me? Because I don't like this." I'm going to do a roll for her to take off the armor.
Now, is she going to... Well, here's the question.
Yeah.
Is she going to knock her out or something? Or is she going to...
That's the whole idea.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I think... And I'm totally cool with all of this. I think it's neat. I think, as part of the color scene, you show her prepping the needle.
Okay.
And then just before you stab her in the neck with it... well, you're going to need a resources check.
No, she's not going to stab her to knock her out.
No, she's going to knock her out.
Get her to drink something. It's totally innocuous.
So another persuasion.
Yeah, I mean,
well, why not just persuade her to drink it now instead of getting her out of her armor? Just say, have it.
How easy is it? I mean, for a 12-year-old or an 8-year-old to get somebody
out of the surgery?
Yeah,
that's you. Okay, all right, so a persuasion roll to get her out of her armor.
Yeah.
And it's probably just against her will.
Yeah. So persuasion roll to get her out of her armor.
Okay, cool. Because I was thinking she was going to pull out a needle and stab it in her neck or something. I thought, well, that'd be cool, but you show the gun. You show the gun in Act 3 and then you use it in Act 5.
Right.
Cool if she was hiding under the blanket. You know, hiding the needle under the blanket. Mm.
It stuck her in the neck.
Can you take off your like this? Clock.
persuasion, falsehood, and...
What's the falsehood? Oh, the scary.
Yeah.
Scared,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The bad stuff's coming out of us now.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay, Roy.
Yeah.
And human-wise.
Then what's the...
Ob is high.
And if she doesn't do it, it's a no.
It's a no.
Yeah. And she says, I'm not... I can't take off my arms.
Right.
What's her will?
Six.
And I guess what happens... Well, and I guess looking at this, she still drinks, but then she wants to do the surgery. It changes the obstacle for the surgery because she's still in the armor.
Yeah.
I'm down.
10 o'clock. Jefferson County.
Yeah, they keep pushing it out because these storms keep running over top of us.
Ooh.
All three? Four?
Five. One, two, three, four, five.
1-6.
I'll burn a fate and give it a chance.
Do you need to take off Jefferson County out there?
Damn.
Fail.
Okay.
Not really.
Honey, no, it's... I don't have the right people here to take this off. This is not something I can easily take off on my own.
Okay. The next one. But I mean, we can...
How much longer? I gotta take all this stuff down.
I don't
like to get home.
Single
well,
take
you're not gonna on. Drive home with it passing through.
No, but how long is it gonna be here?
10 o'clock.
10.
I want you to please... Can you at least... have something to eat and eat.
Oh, she
said
no?
Yeah, she said no.
Oh, okay.
She said no because, you know, this is a huge thing. It takes other people to take this thing off, and she's like, okay. Well, please, can you hold on, let me look at something. She says, can you please just, you know, have something to eat with me because I'm kind of hungry. And I've been hungry all day, and if you eat something, I can't eat something by myself. I gotta have somebody eat something with me. Will you just sit down and have a meal? I've got it all prepared and all. I'll just make it for you. She said, well, honey, I can. No, please. I've done this. I want to do this. And she says, well, this is my second role.
Okay,
to get her eat. This is falsehood,
right?
Forking and persuasion.
Uh huh.
And let's see if I can.
Could be persuasion, forking, and falsehood?
Falsehood, forking, and persuasion.
Well, she's trying to get her to get something to drink.
Yeah.
Well,
she's saying she has to eat with somebody, so you need to eat with me. There's a reason I'm using falsehood, too.
Hold on.
What?
Well, on the iron, it's got a bunch of, like, a built-in medical unit, automated medical part to it.
Mm-hmm.
So would that do anything with the poison?
Well, yeah, it has to the poison. Well, we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is just drinking the poison.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. They're all swimming right now. They're all
swimming
right now.
Okay, that's that. All right. And falsehood is against...
Yeah.
Is this a building scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll save that. I thought it was a color scene.
It started off as color.
Kind of started out.
Okay, I got you. Oh, I like
color in this building.
Yeah.
You've got some color in my building.
She's doing falsehood, and I guess that would probably go against will as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Trying to convince her, is that right?
Yeah, trying to convince her to have some food. So, doing that. Let's see. Falsehood.
Because you want more dice?
Well, I've got call on for that.
For falsehood?
Yeah. Charming.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's five. And used persuasion. And
Human-wise.
Fails. She doesn't make drink.
No. And then what you gonna do with your one building left? Gonna attack her. Stab her in the face.
Ooh.
The 1-6.
One, two, three,
four,
five.
Four, five.
Five.
with two sixes.
Of course, you're going to burn the fate.
Of course, burn the fate. Okay.
Is this mine?
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh!
Easy. Okay. Of course, honey. I'll be happy to. And so...
She drinks.
She drinks and eats. And slowly passes out.
Well, I don't know. Doesn't she get some kind of roll against it or something? Against her fortitude?
Yeah. I don't know about that. Of course, I've never tried it.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a poison section in here. I know what can.
Yeah, I remember in the other one it had poison.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see poison.
I don't see poison. What is it? Fortitude?
Well, see, that's the other thing. You didn't...
No, I mean,
like,
she...
Like, stabbed her in the neck. You didn't set up the poison.
I didn't stab her in the neck.
But you gave her poison. You know, you were mixing poison. There's a resource, to get the poison and all that stuff, you know. Yeah, I mean, we gotta go through all that crap, too. Right, so, I don't see a roll for poison.
Neither do I.
What is it? Fortitude against... It's probably an OB. I mean, I can get the...
Fort. It's going to be... It's got to be Fort. That's the only
thing. Oh, yeah, it's going to be Fort against... But what's the OB?
Well,
it's the...
That's a 483.
When'd you take my book?
Torture's on 244. If that has anything.
Last game. Did that last game.
That'd be Witherscape at obsidianportal.com.
Ding! Alright, thank you. Be careful. Alright.
See, just whipping poison out.
Neurotoxin needles on page 521.
See?
521?
521. So it's a neurotoxin. See, I think you need to make a resources
check. Jet gun fires poison tip lachettes. They easily penetrate armor. They deliver a dose of toxin. Poison causes the target to make a steel test at plus 5 odd. You can just equate the two.
Steel test, so a 6? Yeah, I mean, we could... I mean, as long as it gives us a... Make a steel test at plus 5 ob. So, let's look up steel test real quick. What does that mean? You have to roll your steel. What, Fort against
steel? Steel test in firefight is 502. Steel in pain is 533.
Okay, 543...
There are two instances in which a character may be called on to pass a steel test in firefight due to suppressive action or due to suffering an injury or main result. So I don't think that's the right one. It's 533. Anytime a character suffers a -1d or greater injury, you must make a steel test. The severity of the wound is subtracted from steel. Before the test is made, this includes the second superficial wound, hesitation, blah, blah, blah.
So the question is, it says a plus 5 ob, so I guess it's plus 5 to the damage.
Yeah.
So I would think probably just a 5, because she's just drinking it. She's not taking damage.
Okay.
So steel test against a 5.
Her steel.
Wow. Which sense?
Yeah, but you also gotta look to see if the iron affects any of her skills from the armor.
It doesn't. Her armor is just armor. It's just general. I didn't put any points into it.
No, but what I'm saying is, for example, I've got home murder, which is a steel call on for one of my traits.
Yeah, she has no steel call ons. I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know if she did or not. So
No, she didn't have any steel call ons.
So what's her?
Her steel?
Yeah,
9.
So 9 out of 5?
Yeah. So she's got to get 5 or higher. Right?
Yeah. Well, and if she makes it...
She might be groggy. She might not affect her.
She might know that she's been drugged.
Yeah.
Oh, what you can do is... You can just spend the resources points to buy the... I don't know if that counts necessarily as a roll.
But you, that's one of the things you can do as a GM. I do recall this now. You can just say the neurotoxin costs this much, and I just, and you just knock down your resources.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you lose it for the future,
right?
But then you've got, and okay. But then you have it. And I don't know if that counts as a role or not. I think I don't think it does. It's one of the perks of being the GM.
Okay.
Because you've got like a set number of resources. You just say it's, we just say how much it costs to knock it off.
All right. All right.
Where is the neurotoxin in? Neurotoxin. It's neurotoxin needle. They easily penetrate armor at mark a score, deliver a dose toxin to the armor.
12 points divided by 3 is 4. It's 4 resource points.
Okay, is it 12? Oh, 12 points. Okay. Is it, you divide those by 4?
By 3.
By 3? Is that right?
Yeah, because that's how you do it when you burn it up.
Okay.
Make sure it's
right. All right, well, we can check it. I mean,
I've got the points to do it either way.
It sounds, yeah, I don't know if you have to pay the full price or, I don't think you do.
I wouldn't think you would have to since you're just wanting the poison. You're not wanting something that's going to go through armor and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I would just, that's fine. I don't know when you buy it. We can look it up. We can figure out what the cost is, but the cost on neurotoxin for GM.
Okay. 5?
Yep. There's 1, 2, 3. 99.
No. Wouldn't it be 5 on 9?
No.
No. The obstacle is 5.
5.
And her skill.
Skill is 9.
Is 9. And there are no, does she have any call-ons or anything for that?
No, not for steel.
Diana doesn't?
No.
But it's, and you don't have any sixes, so she couldn't get a, if you chose to fight it. But you probably don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she slowly falls asleep. You okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, assuming it's not a roll or anything to get the neurotoxin, but that's okay.
All right. One.
Nothing. I know.
So now, she's sitting there, and Nagomi comes back in the room. Because, well, she calls Nagomi to come back in the room. Let me say that. Nagomi comes in, and she says, I need your assistance. Because she's entirely too large for us to move, so you need to assist me in this. She says, yes, my queen. And so she says, go find me a Naven.
Would the armor help on the roll? The medical?
That's for an injury.
Okay, sorry.
And this is going straight through her eye.
Ah! Oh, you're going to go in through her eye?
Through an optical nerve.
Okay, so I wouldn't think the armor would play into that.
No, it doesn't. And researching this gave us a +1 die to the roll.
Right.
And going through the optical nerve. Remember when I did that before when she researched everything? Okay. And it's a 4 normally.
Wait.
So it's a 4 and a +1, and so she needs a 4. Let's see. 5 and +1. All right, so she needs a 4.
What happens if she fails?
She's blind. I mean, it tells you exactly what it is in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She can't be hauled again. There's all sorts of things. You see it? It's under hauling. You see what page?
I got it. I'm looking at it.
194.
Yeah.
No.
It failed, the victim goes blind in one eye, and the Naven cannot make its way to the brain. Blinded characters are plus one off to all shot opportunities. So that's what happens.
Ooh, one, two, three, four.
And three sixes.
But you needed a four, right?
Yep.
So he got it. He got her.
So now there's a Naven.
No, there's a Valen.
And a Valen in her skull.
Ooh, Diana is now Valen. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm trying to find that.
Find what?
The rule where it says the GM can just buy stuff. Maybe it's under... resources and breed.
Was that pretty much it?
Well, what happens is, and I was trying to see if there was a time frame.
How long she's indisposed?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go over that.
I'll look for
it. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we just need to figure out what the price was for the the neurotoxin. All right. So she's now, and we need to figure out how long she's out.
Okay.
Nice.
Glad you paid her.
No skin on my nose, dude. Hey, if I hadn't paid her, or we hadn't paid her, it would have been done anyway. Mm-hmm. That's okay, because we're going to...
I would have paid her.
But see, he can't necessarily... Well, I guess he could use her now. She could take an action. I think she could take an action also when she wakes up, if she wakes up in mm-hmm. this phase, if she
mm-hmm.
wanted
mm-hmm. yeah.
to bring people in, but that doesn't. But they can't be hulled because she doesn't have the ability to hull them.
She doesn't need to hull anybody. She'll have the Kern under her command.
Right.
She can put a Kern wherever she wants them because mm-hmm. we gave training to them.
Yep.
We don't need to do... Hull, forget that. We got a little army now. Mm-hmm. He just said, support me and wherever you want.
While Jeff's head digests that.
No, I mean, I've got it. But Jason's just going to break into the security and find out she did it.
Did what?
What?
That Eunice just hulled the Anvil Lord.
Right, that.
Because he never shut off the... He never shut off anything. So now what we got to do is we make the phase. We'll take out the Anvil Lord in the next phase.
Yay!
So we take out Lawson this time.
Kill them all. Lawson's not a figure it out. Lawson's not a figure it out.
Lawson's a support character.
But that's okay because, I mean, that's the whole point is that they're supposed to start hulling people.
Okay. Yeah. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.
You've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Empires is copyright 2006 Luke Crane. Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Iron Empires is a trademark of Chris Miller. Thanks for listening.